Good morning, students. Welcome to the e-learning of Osel Secondary School, Oyibo. I am Mrs. Onwuka, your agricultural science teacher for SS2. Our topic for today is steps involved in wheat-borne production. This lesson is a follow-up to the audio visual on weed identification. So this topic, we are going to take it in three phases. The first phase will be steps involved in the processing and preservation of weeds for weed borne production. The second phase will be how to address the weeds. And the third phase will be how to design the cover page. But before we go into that, I will not fail to mention the materials used for this work. The materials involved in this work include the weeds, old newspapers, sellotape, and a big drawing book. The weeds, old newspapers, sellotape, and a big drawing book. So we go to the phase one of this work. We take it step by step. Step one, harvest and clean the weed, but do not wash the weed. Step two, place the weed in the middle of an old newspaper. Step three, cover the weed with the old newspaper. Step four, place heavy book or object on the newspaper. This will make the weed to be straight and smooth when fully dry. Step five, leave for at least 1 week. Step six, when the weeds are dried up, place them on the page of the drawing book with sellotape to hold it in place. Place one weed per page. Place one weed per page. Please do not place two weeds in one page so that you have enough space to address the weed. Phase two is how to address the weeds. How to address the weeds. When you have placed the weeds, the next thing is to address them. Starting with one, the common name of the weed. Two, the botanical name. I will not fail to mention here that you must observe all the rules in writing botanical names. When you check the way I wrote the botanical names of the weeds I presented, you see that all of them were duly underlined. Check the way they are underlined and the way they were written. Make sure you don't write your botanical names in italics. Please write them clearly. Write each letter clearly. Don't join any letter with the other one. That is how to write botanical name. and make sure you write the capital, put the capital letters where they are supposed to be. You have been taught how to write botanical name. That's not what we have come here to learn now, but use it. The third step here is use of the weed. After writing the botanical name, the next thing you have to write is the use of the weed. The weed you have placed, what is the use? The fourth thing is location of harvest. Where did you harvest the weed? The next thing is date of harvest. When did you harvest it? Last one is name of collector. You must write your name so that you don't present another person's work. The third phase now is how to design the cover page. The cover page of your drawing book, how do you design it? One, you will write your initial of the collector. For example, if your name is Njoku Charles Ugunna, what you are expected to write there is Njoku CO. The next thing you have to write on your cover page is class. That is your class and the arm you belong. The next thing you have to write there is your number in class. Then note, do not write any weed that is not common. What you are to write, the one you are to place, are the common weeds. Check your agricultural science textbook. You will see the common weeds. These are the ones that the WAEC can pick and set question on. So it is not any weed you see in the bush you collect and place. Just check the list of common weeds. From there, you can get the ones you want to place. We have come to the end of the lesson. Assignment. Prepare a weed album containing 10 common weeds. Prepare a weed album containing 10 common weeds using your big drawing book. Prepare a weed album containing 10 common weeds using the big drawing book. You will submit this assignment on or before the end of this month, probably the next 2 weeks. Submit it at the security post of the school. Thank you.